Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Talking a lot about the first round pick and what the Lions should do as far as if there is movement, trade up or trade down, which do you prefer? 248-539-9797. I want to bring something else up. Actually, let me get to these texts because a lot of people have texted in. Andy writes in, when Brad cooks and we eat, it's been pretty damn delicious. So if I were going to let Brad cook, I'd say give the man more ingredients, trade down, and give him more picks. Okay. Yep, I hear you. Unnamed texter, why is linebacker depth not talked about as a need this offseason? Are we comfortable with Barnes Rodrigo as our third and fourth linebackers?
Yes.
Actually, yeah.
I feel pretty good about that.
Yeah. I feel really good about it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if best player available is in play, okay, and a lot of people do think it's in play, as we get into the second round, I could totally see them taking a linebacker if they really mean it. The kid from Texas A&M doesn't seem to have a lot of scenarios where he's going in the first round, and he's widely regarded as one heck of a player. Edgerrin Cooper. And there's another player that around the Lions second round pick I've seen go. Anyway, so in the second round, look, I think if position and talent match up, like one of the positions that seems that I think the second round is going to provide a lot of talent at the wide receiver spot. And if you ask me what position I think is likely to be on the Lions board, if I had to pick, I'd pick wide receiver. And it's not because of need. It's because of BPA. You know, when we did the, but it also happens to be a need. We had a 2-round mock a week ago where, what was it? 11, 13 receivers, something like that, were off the board before the Lions picked in the second round.
Yeah.
Which speaks to at one position making up 13 of 73 picks. I think it's 73, right? Is that what the Lions second rounder is? 73. To one position make up that many guys, like that tells me deep, deep position. Wide receiver in the second round, if I had to predict
I mean,
what position.
Third round pick, by the way, is 73.
You're right. The second round, their second round pick is
61.
61. Thank you. Sorry. There were 13 picks before 61 at wide receiver.
Yeah, I'm just going through the top 100 prospects from Jeff Legwold, who writes for ESPN. And I'm getting to the, once you get outside of the top 40, 42, Malachi Corley, wide receiver, Western Kentucky. 43, Xavier Leggett, wide receiver, South Carolina. 44, Troy Franklin, wide receiver, Oregon. 46, Ricky Pearsall, wide receiver, Florida. But that's 4 out of 5 picks in the middle there. middle 40s, and then you get Roman Wilson at 49.
Is Keon Coleman a second rounder? Is Ladd McConkey a second rounder?
Right.
I mean, that's a lot of talent at the wide receiver spot.
And if you're already getting a bunch of these teams taking them in the first round, wide receiver is a position that could all of a sudden you get value in perhaps even the third round, because teams aren't going to want to double down a wide receiver, and other teams may not feel like they need one in the first
two rounds.
Yeah,
if they check the box in round one, and there are a lot of wide receivers at the top of round one, right? So if you come away with Marvin Harrison Jr. or Malik Nabers or Roma Dunze at the top of the first round, when you're on the clock in the second round, you're not taking a wide receiver. I'm highly improbable that they would do that.
I feel very strongly that when we come to do the show on Friday, mm-hmm. after the first round is all said and done, that there are going to be at least a trio of wide receivers that we're going to say, wow, these guys are available. And it may be the aforementioned Ladd McConkey and Keon Coleman, maybe Xavier Worthy. But I think you're going to find a trio of wide receivers who will all be like, maybe not so bad.
Friday show on Monday. Yeah, I agree. I think we're going to be talking about wide receiver on Friday.
It seems like, I like a lot of those guys. Jalen Polk. Yeah. Like who's just going to dip?
McMillan.
There's so many of them. I mean, it's almost like, Doug, you could almost shoot the boot. You know, like that they're going to draft a receiver.
So we all promised that we were all going to do it. So, Kang, why don't you do it?
I'll do one. I'll do one for sure. This isn't the one for me, but I was just throwing out the made for you. I don't know. You were close. Weren't you close?
I was really close on the trade-up thing.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that, though, because of expectations. That you don't know who wants to trade back. It's too much of an unknown variable for it to make sense.
What about just a trade?
I actually like predicting a day two wide receiver more than the trade-up thing. Given this draft and given what the GM says.
I hear what you're saying.
I'm not going to rush into any rash decisions. And
that's
not
rash. You've already made the decision, which is good. I'm proud of you.
I also will not be bullied.
There's no bullying.
But you know what the thing is? Kang, your idea is a good one. I'm not gonna dismiss. You came up with a good idea, and maybe that will be mine. We will all have one before the week is done. More feedback coming in from an unnamed texter. Terrion Arnold is the top corner in this draft and the only corner worth trading up for. Quinyon Mitchell's not significantly better than Kool-Aid or Wiggins. Or DeJean. That's from an unnamed texter.
Well, I would say this to an unnamed texter. You have no idea. I have no idea. Doug has no idea. Don't make an absolute statement like that. He's the only guy we're trading up for, because you have no clue and neither do I. We have our preferences and that's it. Period.
Well, and in this mock, Terrion Arnold is off the board. So, I mean, maybe that speaks to you being right that he's better, but if you can't get high enough in the draft to take Terrion Arnold, does that mean you don't trade up for the next guy who you might love? From an unnamed texter, the Lions offensive line is getting old and injured. They need to address it in this draft and not next year. That's the Zach Frazier pick.
Well,
that's the Jackson Powers Johnson pick.
Yeah, I think they draft at least one offensive lineman. You know, you get an interior guy who's got versatility, and maybe you go for another guy who's got the versatility of playing inside outside. But I think that they'll draft at least one of them, maybe even two offensive linemen.
And going back real quick to the Terrion Arnold versus Quinyon Mitchell thing, mm-hmm. even if Mitchell's your second-rated cornerback, okay, you don't have to get the best player in each position group to have a successful draft. Do you think Jahmyr Gibbs was a good pick? He was apparently the second-best running back after Bijan Robinson, right?
Yep.
I'll take Gibbs all day. I think for what he did for this team. And so if they happen, if Arnold's off the board and they identify Mitchell as the next best cornerback and they really want him, don't feel slighted because you didn't get the number one corner on most people's boards.
Well, I like to call it a non-variable, and that is he's the best player in the draft. Some drafts, the best player in the draft at a position isn't even worth taking. Some years, there's like six guys that are all pretty close to the best. Every draft is different. Next text. Tell Gator that I felt the earthquake in Bad Axe. The whole house shook.
Did you?
Knocked me off my feet in Fenton. That's from Joe.
In Fenton. Yeah, it did. Way to go, Joe. I hope you got back up, Joe.
There was a earthquake 2.3 on the Richter scale, which is barely measurable, but it did happen just south of the Toledo airport.
Yeah.
Gator, I definitely felt it. Pictures were falling off the walls, car alarms blaring, dogs and cats living in harmony. That's from Scott in Carlton, which is down Toledo way.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm.
From an unnamed...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baxter, guys, you're not going to believe this, but at 11:15 for 30 seconds, the picture I have of Gator on my wall fell off.
Well, that I can believe. I mean, that's just poor job of putting up a picture frame. That's all. That's trusting one of those command sticks and it didn't work for you, or, you know, you just didn't hammer it rightly.
Champ and Chump Boats here. Champ the Lions, great jersey relaunch. Chump the Lions, really sad they retired last year's retro helmets already. Has that been confirmed, by the way?
I don't think that's been confirmed.
Yeah, because that rumor's out there, and I've seen people say RIP to those retro helmets. I don't think that's been confirmed.
It's been confirmed, and this is a great helmet, too. This new blue one with the black lion on it looks fantastic.
You know what the blue helmet reminds me of? It reminds me of, like... there's a place that we play laser tag up north, mm-hmm. when we take the kids and go out, and the place to take go laser, they're not much as much anymore because their kids are growing up. But and it's all black light. Those blue helmets look like they're black lit. Like there's something kind of neonish about them. I like it. Champ Nelly Corda for her fifth win in a row. Her swing is video game perfect. Chump is MLB for not finding a way to fire Angel Hernandez, who had another horrible week. It's from Ryan.
Again? Yep. You know what's interesting, Angel Hernandez stuff, is that on social media, it feels like there's a real concerted effort by people in the baseball media to point out everything that he's done wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with it because I think he's a joke and he should have been gone long ago. But it feels like this year is different. Like everybody's ganging up on him and maybe they're going to try to force Major League Baseball to do something about it finally.
Yeah, it's weird because, you know, it's either an unfair attack, like all umpires miss the same amount of calls and for some reason Angel Hernandez gets, but I don't think it is. I wonder about his continued employability.
I also wonder how far away we really are from having the robot strike zone. You know, the way they're calling it in the minors, if you has the it's set up, and if as a pitcher or the catcher or the ump, I guess, or the batter, I guess, if any one of the three disagrees with the call, they can call for an appeal, mm-hmm. and it's handed down immediately because it's done by the laser zone or whatever. I think we're not too far away from that. And judging by the game yesterday with the Tigers, the home plate umpire was all over the place.
Yeah.
And for both teams, and he was inconsistent too. That's the kind of game that you're like, all right, let's just get there. Okay, umpire's there to make, you know, the obvious calls, strikes and balls. And if he can't get that right, then we're going to have to resort to the backup. And it's going to call into question your abilities. But the way they do it in the minor leagues, it's so easy. You know, somebody taps their helmet. Okay, let's go. And yeah, you know, you're right. It was a strike. I called it a ball. Next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.